Videotapes down there, and did some 8mm for a little bit, x-ray film, all kinds of stuff that just has kind of gone by the wayside now.
And we made the poly base and actually coated x-ray film on it up at DuPont there, and we also made the backing for Polaroid pictures. I'm sure you remember what those are, but we actually produced that there also.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm old enough. I remember a lot of that stuff.
Old. I'll be 50 in May, but I caught the tail end of it, so I still know what a lot of it is.
Yeah, I just turned 59 about a month ago.
KO4HKX, welcome to the conversation. I got Tom with us. And Tom, I'm sorry, I can't remember your call.
KC4STR.
Tom, was it KC4STR? Was that correct?
Yep, but it's Steve. Hi, Tom, Steve.
I've had some interference there. Say that again.
KC4STR, Steve.
I believe we've spoken before once, but I'm just listening to your Fuji conversation there with Patrick. That Fuji plant down there, you probably know this, but now I don't know if Fuji owns Shutterfly, but we pick up a lot of Shutterfly packages from down there, from a couple different places. I've driven all through that area, going from one dock to another, picking up pallets and pallets of Shutterfly photos that were processed during Christmas time.
There's, when I was there, they had started doing some of the paper that the photos were printed on and all of that. That was a big part of the process. They had converted one of the plants that had actually produced the film. Apparently it's a very similar process that they used to process the paper. So
I'm gonna say I knew what you guys were talking about too. So anyway, Patrick, go ahead. I'm almost designated to do another trailer swap. You guys carry on. KO4HKX to take it at 4ZLK.
Hey Shane, good to hear you today, and you be safe out there. KO4HKX.
Hey Shane, and I am jumping out. I am back at home. So y'all have a great afternoon and evening. Maybe I'll catch y'all on the net or something in a little while. KC4STR.
STR. Good to talk to you today, Steve, and sorry about that earlier. That was my bad. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile for a few more minutes. 73. How are you doing?
I was thinking earlier, you may not need that raspberry pie if you haven't already ordered it. Do you have a signal link or a rig flasher or something like that? One of those
sounds. I need your rig, and I have a signal link. But I've also be picking up a raspberry pie that a friend of mine had. He's not using.
And then we'll greatly simplify what we wanted to do. Now the raspberry pie will extend what you can do beyond that, but the signal link or the DigiRig will do the same thing with less equipment. Just won't do as much.
Well, he's got an extra Raspberry Pi. He said I could just come by and get it. He's not using it anymore. He's kind of moving away from them. So, wasn't a big deal.
You didn't need to spend the money on it. especially times like these. Mark went down 1,600 points today. So, what do they call it? These are hard times.
Well, hopefully it don't last too long. And what in the world we got going on here? Let me get off here, Dave. I don't want somebody coming the wrong direction.
I'll get down with that thing. W4DJW.
W4LCQ, listening via Echo Link.
KO4HKX. I'm back, Dave, if you're still around.
A fella cutting grass over there. I don't know if you can hear him or not. What was the guy doing going the wrong way?
That was an accident right there, so I got around it and got out of the way, and I'm moving on. There ain't nobody hurt, so
I'm going to move on.
Nobody was hurt. That is kind of scary. You see somebody going the wrong way. Now on the wrong side. Oh yeah. The signaling or the ditch regard, do you have them like in operation or are they like sitting off to the side ready to be used when you need them?
Use when I need them. Actually, the signal link I never put into use because of the digirig was just so much easier to use.
Good use for you to be able to see how easy the signal link is, too. I mean, once you set it up your radio or if you do jumpers. I've always done jumpers because mine were a little thing with legs on it in there, and it does all the connections for you, and they're pretty easy.
Mine come with little EPROMs that you change out for different manufacturer radios.
Yours?
Three major ones, Yaesu, ICOM, and Kenwood.
What radio do you use for calling the net?
Calling the net, I use my 991A.
That's plugged into your computer?
It has a built-in sound card. It doesn't need any of that.
You got everything you need right there in that radio. I haven't purchased a new radio in a long time. Of course, now I'm probably not time to be looking at radios.
Well, that's the only one I bought new. Everything else has been used. It's got a lot of capabilities, and it's definitely not the most expensive or the fanciest thing out there, but it gets the job done. I'm getting over here close to easily and getting real scratchy into the repeater. No go on that one. If you want to give me a phone call, you can.
An air conditioning unit, sometimes it cuts off on me now. Am I back now?
Key there.
I forget I'm using a crossband repeat. I forget all about it. Or Kenwood or ICOM, what is that?
91A is a Yaesu. And you have to make sure you get a 991A, not the 991. Closer to Gary's house, and the repeater's just real scratchy right through here anymore. So I'm gonna jump out. If you want to give me a phone call, you're more than welcome to. I'm just driving now.
I don't have a phone on me. I'm outside with a dog. Anyway, have a good day. Talk to you later. 248 KX 742 W.